Everest aspiration. We all need aspiration of the highest. I have written over 700 books. According to my aspiration, this book is one of my first 7 books. Among 700, this one has a very, very special place. So it is my fervent wish that my disciples, without fail, will read this book at least 7 times in this incarnation, and I may also make the same request to the seekers who are so kind to me, who have been coming to this place regularly and faithfully to read this book. And I assure you that your aspiration, your heart's hunger is bound to increase by reading this book. I shall sing today, I shall sing the song of God's beauty in my inner world. I shall sing the song of God's duty in my outer world. I shall sing today not the song which I knew so well, the song of frustration, but I shall sing a new song, the song of illumination. I shall sing today only of the awakening and manifesting divinity of my beloved Supreme. I will never, never sing the song of self-aggrandizement. I shall sing today the song of perfection in the aspiring finite life. I shall sing today the song of the Supreme, my Supreme Pilot, inside the cry of the finite. I shall sing today, for this is the only way I can expedite my life's journey and bring my goal slowly, steadily, and unerringly closer to my reality existence. I shall sing today the song that I just learned from my beloved Supreme. And this song is the song of continuous self-offering. What is self-offering? Self-offering is the discovery of one's God embracing reality. I shall sing today. Examination. My beloved Lord Supreme, do tell me only one thing to satisfy my curiosity. You say that you do not try to examine me, but it seems to me that at times you do try to examine me. Am I correct in my feeling? Do you try to examine me? My child, to be very frank with you, I do not examine you. Examination is not a way of teaching anybody. Examination only creates fear, undue fear in the student. No matter how brilliant the student is, the student fears that he will fail and be embarrassed, and then the world will look down upon him. What you think of as my examination, I call my illumination game. I do not examine you to pass you or fail you. I just want to play the illumination game with you so that you do not underestimate your capacity or overestimate your capacity. When you underestimate your capacity, unconsciously you cherish false modesty. And when you overestimate your capacity, you make friends with an exorbitant frustration, ignorance. To underestimate one's capacity and to overestimate one's capacity are equally bad.